Page 84, Exercise C.
Good afternoon. Today's guest on our show is Gilda Gold. Gilda is here to tell us about collecting comic books. Good afternoon, Gilda. Is it true that you have the biggest comic book collection in Israel?
Yes, I think so. I have over 10,000 comic books.
Wow, that's a lot. Where did you get them all?
I got lots of them from my dad. He grew up in the United States. When he came to live in Israel, he brought us comic books with him.
Is that why you decided to start collecting comic books? Because of your dad?
Yes, that is why I started. But I also think collecting them is interesting and fun.
Did your dad buy all those comic books?
Yes, he did. When he was growing up in New York, he spent all his money on comic books. He did all kinds of jobs so he could buy lots of comic books.
Did he keep all the comic books he bought?
He sure did. Under his bed. He didn't know that he was collecting something that would be so valuable.
Are old comic books really so expensive now?
They sure are. See this Superman comic book? My dad bought it for 15 cents in 1957. Now it's worth $5,000. This old Spider-Man comic book from 1965 is worth $4,000.
That's amazing. What advice do you have for our Israeli comic book collectors?
Well, to start a comic book collection, you should take good care of your new comic books because one day they might be worth a lot of money. If you want to find old comic books, try going to stores that sell used books. These stores usually have boxes of old magazines and comic books. Also, keep your eyes open. You never know where you might find old comic books.
Thank you very much, Gilda. You can see Gilda's collection at the Superhero Movie Festival. Next week, we're interviewing Moti Marks from Beersheva. Moti has the biggest collection of toy cars in Israel. See you next week.